Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
Good love.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about calcium supplements today. There's been some more reports about supplements, so I thought we'd cover that. Also, we're going to be looking at we might get enough time to talk about lungs today and take care of your pulmonary area. And we'll see how the hour goes. We might have some other things here to talk about. And before we get to the quack report, I want to say a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. You know, lift them up in prayer. I hope you do too. And I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm hitting the knees. Mind the time, because it grows short, and I'm asking for God to rescue us, a miracle for this nation, because we need a course correction of significance, and so we need to get back to the right way of living, and only the Lord knows how to help us out of that. So we got to get back on track, and so I brought my devotional. I did. And let's see. I am going to, okay, according to, this is out of Psalm 62. Is this right? Yeah, Psalm. Okay, Psalm 62, Revelation 1, 1 Peter 2, and James 1. I am the culmination of all your hopes and desires. I am, did I read this? This is familiar. I read this already. I'm sorry. All right, I'm going to read the next one. Psalms 46, Numbers, chapter 6, and it goes, take time to be still in my presence. The more hassle you feel, the more you need this sacred space of communion with me. Breathe slowly and deeply. Relax in my holy presence while my face shines upon you. This is how you receive my peace, which I always prefer to give you. Imagine the pain I feel when my children tie themselves up in anxious knots, ignoring my free gift of peace. I died a criminal's death to secure this blessing for you. So receive it gratefully. Hide it in your heart, and my peace is in your inner treasure growing within you as you trust in me. Therefore, circumstances cannot touch it. Be still. Enjoy peace in my presence. Well, amen to that. We could all use a little peace, a little trust and security there from the God above that can only provide that. So, you know, mind time, seek the Lord's face, find salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, because that is the way. And let's do the quack report. Okay, thanks, Frank. First up in the quacker. Hey, they got some research. This is University of Pittsburgh Medical Center research by, robotic arms for people that with paralysis, a medical first. What they did is they used a brain implant in the paralyzed man so that he could feel the sensation of touch. So what they did with this experiment, with the collaboration of the University of Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh Medical Center, they put some very small electrodes, they say the kind of the size of a grain of sand, they implanted them in the sensory cortex of the man's brain. The electrodes received signals from a robot arm, and when the researcher pressed the fingers of the prosthesis, the robot arm, the man felt the pressure in his own fingers and his paralyzed hand. So it bypassed the damaged spinal cord. But this is great. Research results of the experiment have been repeated over several months. The person that volunteered, the paralyzed man, was 30-year-old Nathan Copeland. He says this is breakthrough restoration research and a critical function for paralyzed limbs because people want to want to be able to move their limbs, but they also want to be able to feel them, have the sensation of touch restored as well. So that's pretty cool. All right, last but not least in the quack report, we got electronic spoons going to be coming to a store near you. These spoons are special, and especially if you're a dieter. What they do is they change the taste of food for you, like to a sweeter or salty taste. So dieters will be able to have healthy foods, but it may taste like chocolate cake. Scientists have developed a device that makes low-sugar food taste sweeter. So the invention is called Taste Buddy. And what it does is it emits a low-level electrical current to stimulate taste buds so the mouth perceives sweet or salty flavors even though they're not really present. So it is being developed by scientists at the University of London, and they want to unveil this gadget. The engineers and scientists there at Birmingham, UK, so they say the device will eventually be engineered to fit within everyday utensils like culinary cups, everything. The team says it can be worked into. Their prototype spoon has been very successful, and they call it the Taste Buddy. They think it could save lives, allow people to switch to healthier food choices, and to help children enjoy their vegetables. Yeah, yeah. So children can eat their vegetables, and it might taste like some sort of favorite dessert. Mm. Well, wonders never cease. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Alrighty, we are going to be... Frank is being naughty. He's saying the Taste Buddy could be used to hide the fact that they're making us eat really bad food. Well, it could be a two-edged sword, right? All right, let's talk about calcium supplements. Are all calcium supplements the same? And there's a ton of them on the market. Lord have mercy. Not only for humans, but for pets. There are more reports, though, coming from the scientific community about the safety and quality of supplements. And in many reports, the supplements have been criminalized, and the supplements being, called dangerous to your health. So supplements are clearly under attack in the medical journals, other publications, even news reports. Now, consumers are kind of confused and concerned and even angry at such products would be allowed to remain on the market. And they're demanding, hey, the FDA needs to do more with regard to regulating supplements. Well, see, this is how it's working. So consumers are not really stopping to think that the FDA has put their stamp of approval on these supplements identified as being a problem. So there's these monograph supplements. These are recipes the FDA has given approval for manufacturers to use and to distribute the product. And why would the FDA do that? Well, we should look at, who's manufacturing a lot of these supplements and who is benefiting from it. But there's a ton of them, and there's a ton of supplements that are private labeled. Well, let's look at the supplement recipe for a second. The FDA has a book of supplement recipes. They call them monographs. Any company can put their product on the market simply by following the recipe. However, at the same time, these pillars of authority in the marketplace explain that the monographs are simply a guide for the industry and to help streamline product license applications and various authorizations. Well, who's authorizing? And that would be the FDA, wouldn't it? These authorities also are stating that the supplement monographs, these recipes already approved by the FDA, are not intended to be comprehensive, not intended to be a guarantee that the ingredients are good for you and suggest that it be used as simply a reference for a labeling standard. Do you believe this nonsense? This is just insane. So the FDA admits the monographs are used, and the FDA does not monitor or review these products that are made from them. So what industry entities would endorse? Who would endorse this? By providing a list or a group of ingredients for a specific supplement and then state that they are not accountable and they're not taking any responsibility for that information. Well, they know it's going to be used because people want to get a product on the market and they want it streamlined and they want to get it stamped of approval so they don't have any problems. So they're taking marching orders from the FDA, but the FDA is not taking any responsibility for any of those products that may harm your health. Now, the only a corrupt entity would execute this kind of behavior, though. Think about it. So the chewy gummy supplements with the calcium in them aren't a whole food calcium, but really is a chemical. Yep. And the FDA's monograph for chemical calcium supplements is approved for pregnant and breastfeeding mothers and children. And we're going to get to that, why that's a problem. So they list unlimited use of these chemicals with no cautions or warnings and no adverse interactions. So the FDA recommends the manufacturers, consult the health products ingredients database for a list of non-medicinal ingredients. Well, let's look. I'm not going to read them all because there's way too many of them, but I'll hit some of the big ones. There are these calcium chemical sources that the FDA says, yeah, go ahead, put in that supplement. The best source of calcium is really going to be provided by your whole foods. However, the FDA and Health Canada have a list of approved calcium sources that are not whole food, and these are added to various products, including cosmetics, medicines, over-the-counter drugs, prepackaged foods, and, of course, your supplements. So let's go over some of them in the list. Of course, you're probably familiar with bone meal as a calcium source. And, of course, the FDA says it has to be from a non-human source and not from any cow that had mad cow. Also, they have calcium acetate. It's made from calcium salt and acetic acid, and it's used as a food additive and preservative, and it was discovered when they were making acetone. And if you know what acetone is, it's nail polish remover. Also, calcium ascorbate is on the list, and it's a food additive. Let's see, calcium carbonate, they use that in antacids. It's really a rock mineral from limestone, seashells, or eggs. And calcium chloride is an inorganic salt compound. That's another form. Calcium citrate, a salt and citric acid food additive. I'm going on down the list because it's really long. Calcium hydrolyzed, this is an animal protein or vegetable protein. And then calcium hydroxide, which is really an inorganic lime compound used as a food preservative. And, you know, when you read your food list, you're going to see calcium fortification all over the place. Calcium lactate, which is really a salt that is acid-derived. It's used in baking powder and acids. Cheese, the coating that's on cheese, and chewing gum. Also, calcium lactobinone-8, which is an oxide lactose and acid salt. They use it in cosmetics and also in antibiotics. Huh. Okay, moving on down the list. Calcium malate is a salt food additive. Calcium oxide. This is really a caustic lime derivative. It's burnt lime. And do you know where they got that idea? The ancient Romans would get burnt. They would get lime and burn it a little bit, and powder it. And it was used as a choking cloud in military maneuvers, you know, for the enemy. You know, they just put this in the air, and there you go. Calcium phosphate, minerals derived from cow's milk or blood. Gross. Calcium prophosphate, it's an insoluble calcium chemical. And then we have calcium silicate, which is a chemical calcium that's derived from calcium oxide and silica, which is limestone. They use this stuff in paving roads. They use it in insulation and making bricks, roof tiles, anti-caking agents, and they put it in table salt and your foods as well as your antacids. Bet you didn't know that. Let's see what else. Calcium sulfate is used to remove moisture. It's usually used in plaster of Paris and cement, but they also use it in supplements. All right, and you know, coral, oyster shells, these can all be sources of calcium in your supplements. Bet you didn't know where they got this stuff from. And you read the list, you go, oh, okay, it's got to be good. The above, these listed chemicals I just read to you, medical science says these things cause the following health problems, yet the FDA recommends them to put in your daily allowance of calcium chemical supplements. So here's the problem. These chemicals, not whole food, going to cause problems like kidney disease, bone disease, digestive problems, and ulcerations, as well as blood sugar level problems and cardiovascular disease. And, of course, you know, if you look at what the FDA recommends for how much of these chemical calcium supplements you're supposed to take, they say children between 500 and 800 milligrams a day. Adolescents, 1,300. Adults, anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500. Of course, pregnant women, a little less. Breastfeeding, a little less. But goodness, who would want to take this stuff? Well, let me read you a report that came out this month, October of this year. According to LiveScience.com, a research study that was published in the Journal of the American Heart Association this month on calcium supplements showed some alarming results. There does not seem to be a consistency with different brands of calcium on the market. You know, some will be made by different people, and they'll have different, I guess, recipes of these chemicals in there. And some have higher levels of heavy metals, too. So Americans really are taking calcium supplements on a daily basis, and consumers need to be aware that not all calcium supplements are good for you, and they're not all the same. Even though they're supposedly following this monograph recipe. So the study was conducted at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore, Maryland, and the study pointed to the chemical calcium supplements that can damage the heart and vascular system. So the study tracked 2,700 participants of various ages between 45 and 84 years of age for 10 years, and they did CT scans were taken at the beginning and end of the study, and scans revealed that when you take these chemical calcium products, it encourages an accumulation of calcium plaque in the heart coronary arteries. This alone makes people more prone to heart disease and heart attacks. And half of the participants didn't have any plaque at the beginning of the study. So the control group in the study didn't use the calcium supplements. They got their calcium. It was derived from whole foods. It was in their diet. And they didn't seem to have any risk of developing these heart disease problems from the calcium that's in food. So they didn't have any plaque compared to the group that was using the supplements. But the study, however, reported that there seemed to be an association, but they really couldn't prove that the chemical calcium supplements were actually the cause or increase in the risk of heart disease. However, in 2012, a Swedish study supports the suspicion that chemical calcium supplements puts people at a risk of dying from any cause, including heart disease. Wow. Seriously, that's important to know. And then the interactions. Remember, the FDA said there aren't any interactions to speak of. And many people are going to add some vitamin C, ascorbate acid, to their calcium, chemical calcium supplement because they want to defray or prevent the digestive problems the calcium supplement can produce. So when you are taking a chemical package of a supplement, you are really not getting all the uptake nutrients that the body needs in order to metabolize that supplement correctly. Also, you are taking a chemical supplement that may not mix well with other chemicals that we tend to call prescription drugs. So if you're taking calcium and vitamin C chemical supplements, you want to be aware of the following interactions. They do not mix well with statin drugs, protease inhibitors, chemotherapy drugs, blood thinners, niacin chemical supplements, estrogen drugs, and acids, aspirin and acetaminophen, antibiotics, diuretics, thyroid drugs, and, of course, cardiovascular medications. So chemicals are not the same. Chemical nutrients made in the lab, derived from limestone, whatever, not the same as your whole food nutrients. So if you're taking a chemical variety of calcium and maybe with some vitamin C mixed in, you want to be aware you're going to run the risk of developing kidney stones. So you may also absorb less zinc and lower your immune system. So chemical calcium is really going to put you at risk of being more constipated. Also, it's going to constipate your organs because it causes a calcification of the organs. So if you are going to need more calcium, make sure it's from a whole food source and it hasn't been processed with toxic acids and chemicals, and it's not an isolated calcium source that it was just extracted from food, because you got to have it in its whole state. So all the nutrients have to be there with the calcium. It has to stay intact so the body can uptake, absorb, and use that calcium properly. Otherwise, you can run the risk of, you know, calcium that's going to be absorbed but displaced in your arteries, your kidneys, or, you know, make a bunch of bone spurs for you. So the whole food source of calcium is superior. It's a whole food. And you can also get calcium from your herbs. That's right. So your green leafy vegetables have calcium. So definitely, you know, get more of that in the diet. But if you think you need a little bit more of a concentrated push of calcium, especially, you know, as you get older, you know, people tell us we need more. Make sure it's whole food and you can get it from herbs. Herbs are lovely sources of calcium and you don't have to isolate anything. You just take the whole food from the herb and make your calcium with it. So herbs like oat straw and horsetail, great, great herbs to have. So if you're looking for a very convenient herbal liquid that's calcium, but it has the magnesium and boron still in it so that the body can metabolize it and absorb it right, then call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have the calcium formula in three convenient sizes. And you don't have to refrigerate them, and the shelf life is 10 years on the liquid, so you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, or you can give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You know, just, you know, kick that chemical calcium to the curb. You know, get the whole food stuff. This is what God intended us to utilize, right? Because he's the master chemist. He knows what he's doing. Now, coming in October, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, anytime now, probably next week, we're really shooting for next week, the new website will be live. I will let you know. But we really have come down to all our testing is being done, and it's going to be a nice mobile-friendly website. So for you folks out there that are on your tablets and phones, you're going to be able to navigate the powerherbs.com website like no other. You're going to find things really easily. We've streamlined the navigation and just really made it simpler and easy to work with. So the powerherbs.com is going to be tablet mobile-friendly. Next week, we hope it'll be done. Also, finishing touches on the catalog. I'm going to go to the printer. We'll have a new catalog this fall, hopefully the end of this month. And that's exciting, too, because we have some new products. Ooh, can't wait to tell you about it. I have to be quiet. Till that catalog's ready and the website's ready, I have to hush. Shh, shh. It's a secret. But it'll be great. You'll be amazed at what you can do with herbs. Makes you more empowered. I love that stuff. Hey, I got to take a break, but we got more health news on the other side. Of course, we're going to empower you. We got 30 more minutes to do that. That's what we do. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Love
pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Talk about our lungs, because we haven't talked about our pulmonary as much as we have heart disease and diabetes and some other things. So we're going to touch on this, and because especially if you're in an industry where puts your lungs at risk. I don't know, let's say you work in a paper mill, wood factory, a lot of wood pulp dust floating around. Maybe you're a welder, and you got all those gases to worry about. So what could be sneaking into our lungs that we don't know about and that could be making us sick? So most people are focused on air pollution, dust, pollen, secondhand smoke, maybe asbestos, but these are all good to be concerned about. However, what else could be lurking about on a daily basis that can, cause not only allergic reactions, but some serious health conditions, like people are coughing up with the COPD. Some people don't even know what that is. Well, it's really chronic lung infections that people get. It's a combination of bronchitis, emphysema, and so on, asthma, and they call it COPD. Now, if smoking can expose us to 27 health risks, then what other things could be in our air that we should be considered as dangerous? So air is the vehicle that not only can affect our breathing, but the air contaminants can infiltrate our food, drinking water, our skin, and get in our blood system. So we're going to find out what we can do to reduce our exposure to these types of risks as much as possible. So the odds are against us if we think that we can avoid, you know, toxic air. We don't live in a bubble. But according to the EPA, we have 187 pollutants that are released into the air each day. For example, these would include benzene found in gasoline, dry cleaning chemicals, methylene chloride, which is a solvent paint stripper, and numerous toxic metals, too, are on this list. So the heavy metal deposits can pollute soil, seep into water sources, damage crops, animals, and, of course, our health. So let's look at some sources. The sources for toxic air can come from cars, trucks, buses, planes, and from stationary sources like factories, refineries, power plants. If you recall, we recently in the state of North Carolina had Duke Energy have that coal ash spill that polluted the Catawba water supply. Another source inside of buildings like cleaning solvents. All these building materials, I've heard of people that, you know, can't even go in a room because they put new carpet in and there's chemicals in the carpet. So another source, war creates a lot of pollution, doesn't it? A lot of dust in the air and this and that. So there are a lot of sources. I haven't touched on the volcanoes and forest fires that we've seen in California. We have a lot of pollutants in that affect our air and our health. So we're told that with enough exposure to these toxic air we breathe, we can have the risk of cancer increase, and our immune system can be damaged. So neurological and reproductive problems could develop, as well as, of course, those respiratory conditions. So the EPA is very aware of the health risks from toxins as they can accumulate inside the body. So toxins can overwhelm the human immune system that we are born with. And the organ that takes in so much of this burden is, of course, the liver. And as the toxins enter the lungs, they're quickly transported into the bloodstream. The bloodstream filters the blood through the liver. The liver has to produce these enzymes to neutralize these toxins. So the residues and the debris will eventually work its way out of the body through the bowel and the urinary tract. But the liver, if it's not working top-notch, we're going to have an issue, aren't we, with all these toxins. We're going to be overwhelmed. So aside from your work environment, your home is where you spend a lot of your time, and there are common products that are used in the home that could be causing a lot of health problems. So take, for example, air fresheners that are found in most stores. According to a 2013 survey that was done by Statistia.com, 24,000 American households reported that out of that, 73.9 of the Americans in those households were using air fresheners or room deodorizers. It's almost 74%. Wow. So this was just really at home. And most Americans also use similar products in their automobiles and at their office. So according to healthwise.org, many of these air freshener chemicals are not only toxic, but they accumulate in your body. So medical doctors often will not connect the dots that these toxins are responsible for diseases which accumulate in tissue in the body over a matter of years. Well, let's look at some of the health symptoms. Some of the health conditions that have been linked to just air fresheners are fatigue, migraine, headache, frequent colds, weak immune system, mystery genetic disorders, aches and pains, high blood pressure, dizziness, mood changes, blood flow changes, and this all could trigger something like a stroke or heart attack even. So the accumulated effect is magnified by other household cleaners like your Clorox wipes, your hand sanitizers, whatever else you're spraying. Well, and they did some safety testing. People assume that if products are in the stores, they're regulated, they're safe, they're tested for safety. No. Companies producing air fresheners are not required to test their products for any kind of safety and do not need permission from any regulatory body or authority to manufacture and distribute these chemical products. So the state of California, through the Proposition 65 mandate, said that the products which pose a cancer risk or a reproductive health risk must list that risk and the chemical ingredient on the label. Now, the National Resources Defense Council did a study on air fresheners. They also reported there is no safety testing on those products. Their report included high levels of phthalates, or also known as dangerous chemicals, especially to children. They affect testosterone hormones. They disrupt those in the body, and they can cause reproductive abnormalities, birth defects, and reduce sperm count. An air freshener doing that. Seriously. So phthalates are often found in your air freshener sprays, and they could still be labeled all natural or unscented. Beware of that. So the industry is not really required to disclose this ingredient on their labels. However, the Environmental Working Group reported that phthalates produced liver cancer, but no regulatory agency will officially acknowledge this. Well, what about the other chemicals? Well, other chemicals that you find in your air fresheners are dichlorobenzene, and this is a chemical agent. It's reported to be in your blood system. About 96% of Americans have this in their blood system. It has been linked to lung damage, asthma, as a carcinogen, and the EPA has registered it as a pesticide. It is the main ingredient in DDT, DDE, and DDD chemicals. And I have to wonder if the COP epidemic has been prompted by these chemicals found in air fresheners, toilet deodorizers, mothballs, etc. So if heavy metals, mold, and dust can cause fibrosis of the lungs, what are these chemicals going to do? All good questions. Well, there's a new generation, and the newest generation of air fresheners is made by Procter & Gamble. It's called Febreze. You've seen it, right? I mean, who hasn't used it, especially if you've got pets? Right. And they even make the air fresheners directly marketed to pet owners as a pet version. OK, so if you read the ingredients of water, fragrance and odor eliminator, they say is derived from corn. Well, the public isn't going to know what this chemical derived from corn is and what it'll do other than it just masks odors. Right. Well, the Chemical Abstract Service Registry says there is no information available on the health risk or toxicity of the odor eliminator from corn known as beta-clidroxitrin, a carbohydrate, and they say it's an 8-sugar-ringed molecule, okay? So, and which explains if you spill the stuff, ants flock to it like it's sugar. Have you ever spilled any Febreze? Yeah. All right, so the chemists most likely have isolated this molecule they needed from GMO corn, because all the corn's GMO. And if you're making a air freshener, I know you're not using, you know, non-GMO corn, you know, the certified organic stuff, too expensive. Okay, so they isolated this from the GMO corn, and then they made a synthetic version because it's cheaper. And there are toxic warnings on the label for consumers to contact poison control if it's swallowed and do not induce vomiting and avoid contact with eyes or skin. It also advises to keep it out of reach of children and pets, but it's okay to breathe it in, apparently. Think about this. What? It can't be okay just to breathe this in. All right, so the air freshener chemicals, what they're doing is they're not eliminating odors. They're not doing anything to the odors. They're not disinfecting anything. What these air freshener chemicals do is disable the smell receptors in your nose, and people just don't smell the foul odor anymore. It still stinks, but you can't smell it. All right, so the lack of odors is really an attack on your body, your nose, your pulmonary system. So the air fresheners essentially block one of your senses and are known to cause damage to mucous membranes. So any damage, either temporary or permanent, I think should be avoided. And without long-term studies, it's going to be difficult to tell what this ripple effect of these chemicals is going to have. So the fastest way to poison a person really is through the pulmonary, because it's absorbed right into the blood system, and that travels everywhere. You talk about infecting all the cells and organs of the body. So the lungs do not filter out these chemicals. And so ask any bird owner how sick their bird is in a home with air fresheners that are plugged in all day dispensing these chemicals. It's like a canary in the coal mine. Oh, yeah. Bird owners can't have those things. The bird, Tweety Bird is dead kind of thing if you have those. Well, exposure to the chemicals in these air fresheners are known to disrupt the human endocrine system, the reproductive system. The pancreas can be adversely affected by the destruction of these hormones, which is a similar action of BPA, only more powerful. So this toxin isn't ingested, but it's continuously breathed in with access directly to your bloodstream every day. And this can present terrible health problems that won't go away. And tests done on the chemicals that make up the DDT that have accumulated, they accumulate in your fat cells in humans and animals, and it causes severe health effects. So it's believed that these chemicals stored in the fat make it harder for people to lose weight, and the body will resist breaking down the fat cells to avoid releasing the toxins back into the body. So the fat kind of is an insulator. So, in other words, the body resists the weight loss as a defense measure. So the lack of weight loss in this instance is, it's also an immune system trying to protect you from danger. So the fragrances in your air fresheners are also known to trigger asthma attacks in 72% of asthma patients. And from 1980 to 2003, it was reported that asthma attacks and asthma conditions have doubled. And according to a 1991 study called The Chemical Exposures, Low Levels and High Stakes, it says they suspect that these types of products, which are made from synthetic petroleum, adversely affect the central nervous system and can make some conditions far worse, like Alzheimer's, multiple sclerosis, and Parkinson's disease. So if you have a family member with those conditions, you definitely don't want any air fresheners in the house. Makes their condition far worse. What about other products? Well, we are exposed to more phthalate chemicals in cosmetics and colognes and perfumes, pharmaceutical drugs, vinyl products like toys, paints, car parts. So the air fresheners can just, you know, pump out about 100 parts per million of these toxic chemicals, but some can go higher to 360 parts per million or 1,100 parts per million, or even 7,300 parts per million. It just depends on, you know, some of those air fresheners have what, they're plugged into the wall and they a little burst of their product every, what, few minutes, you know, 15, 20 minutes, just right out there, getting a lot of those phthalates. Let's talk about the immune system and the liver. So if we take a look at two areas of the body that can be adversely affected by these chemicals in your air fresheners, we can see that our immune system and the liver can take the big hit. So the immune system can be affected via the lymph system, bone marrow, white blood cells, spleen, immune system response. Your autoimmune diseases may be linked to this, or by a suppressed immune system. So the liver can be affected by the inability to break down and store essential nutrients like protein and enzymes, and regulating things like blood clots, cleansing the blood, protecting the veins from damage, preventing tumor accumulation and fatty deposits causing liver cells to die. So the lesson here is not to stress the liver and the immune system, our two biggest defenses you have against disease, just because there's a foul odor around. Well, how about some homemade organic odor eliminators? That'd be safe. Right. The folks at Brown Thumb Mama, you just Google brownthumbmama.com, they have their natural version to use instead of Febreze. There's a recipe on their website where you can make your own air freshener, and they use baking soda, essential oils, and distilled water. So you can unplug those phthalate chemical air fresheners and eliminate the accumulative health risk you may have and not know that you have. So we have also a lot of toxin variables in our daily lives, regardless of Febreze or other things. We need to do more to protect our health. So most people would not suspect slow death by air freshener. Let's face it. They would never go there. They'd be shocked. And they don't even think of pharmaceutical drugs. You know, they're on for life is slow death by pharmaceutical drugs. So the over-the-counter products, your sundry items, your cologne, all of this accumulative effect of toxins, it's enormous. So hairspray, hair gel, what else do people put on their body every day? Lotion, talc powder, nail polish. I mean, it's enormous, the chemicals we're exposed to. So if you took a hair sample and had your hair tested, it would detect a lot of these chemicals. It would detect if there was tobacco from a smoker. You know, if you just imagine what they could detect if they tested for the chemicals in everyday products like air fresheners, right? So if they can detect that you're a smoker just by a hair sample, they can find out more if they put their mind to it. So knowing what you know now, would you use herbs to help your liver regenerate its cells, cleanse your blood, and build up your immune system, make it stronger? I bet you would. Would you use herbs like this to empower your immune system response? Would you use herbs to cleanse toxins out of the bloodstream? Yes, I think you would. You would use herbs to reduce your risk of cancer cells. And there's herbs that help if you do have cancer cells, it'll make them commit suicide and won't bother healthy cells. Herbs do that. And they empower you. You take your life back, the control back. Everybody wants to feel empowered, especially these days. So God said herbs are here for the service of man, and they're for the healing of the nations. They're full of nutrition. That's why he said they're meat. It's like having meat for the body. So they're convenient. They're whole food sources, but there's powerhouse of nutritional sources, and that's why they're bitter. So you only use a little bit. So you can check out thepowerherbs.com. They are specialists in immune boosting and organ cleansing. That's what they've been doing for 16 years. You'll be amazed at how powerful you can be when you get the toxins out and put the nutrition in. I know. It sounds simple. It sounds so basic. It's almost archaic, right? I know. Where's the science behind that? Well, God's the master chemist. And if we trust in him like he says we should, we'll be blessed because we know God can't lie. So if you're looking for your cleanses, you can buy them one at a time. You can buy them in a package. You always want to cleanse the system in the proper order because you want to cleanse in reverse of how the body gets rid of toxins. For instance, the blood will filter toxins through the liver will neutralize, the debris will go through the gallbladder, and the gallbladder will release through the duodenum to the bowel and urinary to leave the body. So you want a free flow of toxins out of the body. You don't want to give the toxins an opportunity to be reabsorbed. So you want to cleanse in reverse. So you want to open those last elimination channels first. You do your bowel cleanse, your urinary tract, then you do your liver, your gallbladder, and your blood system is last, okay? And so, and it won't take you long to do that, not at all. And it's gentle and effective. You don't have to stay near a restroom. You can still carry on your normal routine. And you get educated as you use the products from Apothecary Herbs because they're all about educating their customers. You will be a connoisseur of herbs when they're done with you. You will know the moment you taste an herb if the ingredients on that label is actually in that formula, because herbs have signature tastes, and you will learn that too. If you want to learn more about cleansing and immune boosting, check out the Power Herbs book. It's on the powerherbs.com website. Just click on the books and newsletters tab. And for $14.99, you're going to get almost 500 pages of empowering information. There's also an herb symptom reference guide in the book, so that's also great. And herbs are timeless, you know. The information about herbs is timeless, so you'll definitely benefit from that. Also, you might want to check out their kits. They got some really great versatile herb kits, like the Power Herb Kit, and they got a pandemic kit. They've got pneumonia kits. They got heart attack packs. When seconds count, you can tap into some herbs until you can get to a medical facility if you need to. So herbs are here for the service of man. They definitely are. And I hope every one of you out there taps into them and gets empowered by it. Always use common sense, of course. Check it out. You can call for a free catalog. Definitely get that. I've heard the catalog's very educational as well. The number to call is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., I know we have a lot of Canadians, a lot of people from Canada. They love herbs, but they don't seem to have the herbs we have here in the U.S., so they're always calling. The number to call if you're outside the U.S. is 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277, or visit thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. If you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs, so check that out. And, of course, sign up for the newsletters. That's another thing you can learn from the newsletters, lots of empowering information in those things. And there's no subscription fee. They're totally free. There's the American Survival Newsletter that goes out on Tuesdays. And then the Health Quest goes out on Friday. So if you want a Health Quest, definitely sign up for that. You can go online. Now, this is an email delivery newsletter system, so there's no hard copy going through snail mail. Just want to be clear there. So if you have email, you can sign up and get those delivered to you each week and be empowered. Lots of great stuff in there. Thepowerherbs.com. If you're shopping on the website, don't forget there are coupons up there to help you save money. So you can click on that green button that says herb coupons, and you can cut and paste those into your shopping cart. I'm really upset that I'm going to have to wait for the new module for the rewards point program. I know you guys out there love the rewards point program that you signed up for, and it's, you know, automated on the website in the shopping cart, so it keeps track of everything. But the new version of the website, the module's not ready. They have to do something to it. And so we're going to have a bit of a delay there. So we'll have to suspend the rewards point program for a little bit, maybe 30 days or so, once the new site is live. I apologize. I really do. But you can use the coupons. You can still use those. So we have that backup. I am out of time, but I shall be back next week, of course. If you have any health topics you want me to cover, just drop me an email. thepowerherbs.com, and I'll try to work it into the show. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.